We're talking now about mandatory reporting laws. Obviously, we don't expect our doctors to be immune to physical diseases, but right now there are mandatory reporting laws in every state of Australia except WA that may cause doctors to be banned from practicing and medical students from ever becoming doctors when they seek help for a mental illness. After a COAG Health Council meeting in Sydney last Friday, however, it does seem like these laws are set to change. To tell us more, we're joined now by the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Tony Bartone. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks for joining us on the program.
No problem.
Now, could you tell us, first off, how these mandatory reporting laws actually currently work, how they're currently in operation?
So just to explain in simple terms, in every state other than WA, if a doctor who has a treating relationship with another doctor or medical student formed the belief that there may have been the potential, and this is where a lot of the ambiguity or a lot of the threshold, as we call it, would set in. If there was a belief that there might be the potential for impairment, they would have to mandatorily report. Essentially, that was the interpretation that needed to be formed by the treating doctor, despite that there may or may not be any cause to believe that there'd be serious impairment, serious risk. They would have to form the view that there was a potential for impairment, not understanding the threshold or how the level of which they had to achieve, and then they would have to make that notification. And that was proving to be a barrier to doctors, medical students, nurses, other health professionals seeking treatment at a very early stage in their condition. And as you correctly pointed out in your introduction, doctors are prone, just like any other member of the community. In fact, if you look at the studies and you look at the data, perhaps more so because of the exacting nature of their profession and their day-to-day work, are subject to all forms of mental health issues. And when they do need to seek treatment, they need, obviously present at an early stage. There was a barrier, there was a fear that they would maybe mandatorily reported even at an early stage, and with the stigma that they would create or the fear that they would have to stop practicing while they were seeking treatment, that would prevent any further exacerbation of the condition and actually bring them back to a state of good health, that they would be have that barrier to seeking that treatment and then risk getting worse and ultimately even impacting further on their health and the health of those that they were treating.
Because we really know anybody, any citizen out there, dealing with mental health, it can be a tough ask in the first place, even to start that conversation with a mental health professional. So having this kind of extra, axe hanging over your head, certainly I imagine isn't conductive to mental health. Just out of curiosity, who are they actually reporting the potential to? Who ultimately made the decision about whether that potential lived up to an inability to do the job or not?
So, there would be a requirement to report to the overarching body or medical body or the registration body of that health professional. So ultimately sitting under APRA, which is the Australian Health Practitioners Regulatory Agency.
So could you tell us the result of the Council of Australian Government Health Council, the meeting last Friday, and what sort of decision was reached there regarding mandatory reporting laws?
So just in the lead up to that decision, there was a very strong, significant lobby to ensure national consistency between the various states. Back in 2010, when these laws were brought in under the National Registration and Accreditation Scheme, all states other than Western Australia signed up to this risky state where there were barriers presented. In the lead up to the COAG meeting, there was a significant consultation amongst all the states, and understanding that they needed to try to move to a a nationally consistent model. Now, we've held up with the WA model in that 8-year period, roughly, since 2010. Didn't result in any less notifications in that state. In fact, there is some data to suggest that it even been more, and that it actually protected the public just as much as it did previously. And we were putting up that the WA model should be the model to aspire to. As it turns out, the communique on Friday from COAG came up with, an understanding that they needed to move from the current situation. They needed to move to a national consistency, at least amongst all the other states, if not with WA as well, and a consistency to remove the barriers to seeking treatment in that confidential doctor-patient relationship at an early stage. As it turns out now, they need to ensure that the real barrier now removes comes down to an understanding that they're, they need to report any conduct or any behaviour that may be present, past, present, or of a future nature that is seriously putting the public at risk and is consistent with our ethical obligations to report any behaviour in our colleagues that puts the public at risk. So the legislation as they are envisaging will include strong protection for patients, which obviously we endorse, but will remove the barriers to ensure that the health professionals can seek the appropriate treatment, and at the risk of any future, in particular when it comes to sexual misconduct, any past, present, or future sexual misconduct or instances of future or past or present intoxication, that it will be reported. And that's, we're now looking at the actual wording of that, drafting of that statement.
Obviously a balancing act to be seen there. But Tony, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
It's been my pleasure. Have a good morning.
That was Dr. Tony Bartone, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, with some promising updates to the mandatory reporting laws, the way obviously it has been affecting medical professionals, and the way it can be balanced out with the WA model, which is, as Tony pointed out there, still protecting the public from any of those kind of concerns while helping deal with medical professionals, medical students' mental health. Hey, if this segment raised any issues for you or anyone you want to seek some advice, you can always contact Lifeline 24 hours a day, 13 11 14, Lifeline 13 11 14, or visit lifeline.org.au.